Welcome back to Funimation. So this is Steven Universe part 2. So let's just get on with it. So where I left off was when Steven and the rest of the Crystal Gems crashed the ship because they didn't know how to use it. They crashed with this girl named Lapis Lazuli out here. And she's a major character in this, well, storyline of Steven Universe. So, she was on the boat and she kind of got hurt. But none of the rest of the Crystal Gems really got hurt. She was the only one that really got hurt. Right? Then Jasper was mad because he lost the battle against Garnet. And so he wanted to take his anger out on Lapis. So he proved that he can fuse too. So then he asked Lapis to fuse with her. But Lapis is actually the good girl because she was kind of a Crystal Gem. Not really. So then she finally agreed because she, you know, she wanted to take her anger out or something. I don't know what she was feeling. So then they fused and they turned to Malachi. This big gem, basically. And then Jasper, the bad part of it, she tried to fight. But Lapis stopped him by using her water powers to make water cuffs. Then she dragged them both down to the ocean where they were. They really live for a couple of episodes. A lot of episodes. There's a couple of episodes dedicated to them kind of trying to free Lapis. Where Steven has this dream about Lapis and her knocking on the door. Then he sleeps and he finds Lapis in his dream inside of Jasper where he actually talks to her in real life time. It's kind of like a power he has. Yeah. That's basically what happened. So, another character I want to talk about is Bismuth. Yeah, Bismuth is a pretty good character. She is a pretty solid character and pretty buff. She's kind of like the blacksmith. She makes tools and she can shapeshift her hands into tools. So that's her gem power. She used to be a part of Crystal Gems. There's a lot of people that used to be a part of Crystal Gems, actually. It wasn't just Pearl, Garnet, and Amethyst. Those are the only survivors. There are a lot more. I heard one named Bismuth was one. Bismuth. And I don't know the other names. They're all bubbled in Sanctuary, I think. So one day Steven found Bismuth while dropping into the sanctuary. He accidentally fell on top of her on her bubble. Then she popped open and started to form. Right? This is the first time Bismuth was out in like thousands of years. So then no, this wasn't it. This was the second time Bismuth got her. Bismuth. The first time was when she was bubbled inside of Steven's lion. Named Lion. Creative name, right? So, while he was inside Lion's mane, which is a power of lions, he saw Bismuth on a tree. He accidentally knocked her down as she popped and formed. He kept coming in and out describing the gem to the rest of the Crystal Gems because he was kind of scared. Then Bismuth came out and then everybody started celebrating because, well, it was a former Crystal Gem member. And, well, Bismuth was a help at the end of the series, too. She's kind of funny. She's kind of like the black girl, you know. She has that voice. She has one of those church singer voices, if you know what I mean. Black church singer voice. You know. Well, I didn't finish describing Peridot to you. Peridot is my favorite character. She's the Virgo sign. Yeah, she's green. She's small. Without her lemon hands, she's just a small, cute little thing. So after that, Peridot was on Earth for a long time. She was tied up in Steven's bathroom, I think. Or she ran in there and locked herself in there once she got kind of free. when Steven was playing with her one night. Not in that way, but where he accidentally popped her from her bubble she was inside. Like Bismuth and the rest of the Jones that accidentally got out. These are mostly Steven's fault for letting these people out, but they turned out to be good and a really big help at the end of the series, actually. So, basically, she got out of her bubble by Steven accidentally popping her out. And then he started messing with her and stuff. Then somehow, she got outside, and she started running around where the rest of the Crystal Gems saw her, which they wanted to attack. But Steven stopped that, kinda. Then she locked herself in the bathroom and called everyone Claude, like her usual paradise self. And then the rest of the Crystal Gems left to go do this job, I suppose. So it's just Steven and Parada there, so they kind of bonded. She was scared of rain because she never saw anything like that because she's from Homeworld. This is her first time being on Earth. Well, not first time, but she never been on Earth when it rained. So weather was a new thing to her. So then Steven brought her out to the rain and started to play. Then they started to bond. Then they built these big mega robots on the farm and they started battling as big mega robots. Then the pink yellow diamond came, called a Clyde, did a really funny face. So all that goes on, basically. Who else? Connie, yeah, let's talk about Connie. So Connie was a normal girl in Beach City. She moved there because her mom got a job there as a doctor and her dad was a police guard there. So she was kind of introvert. She was quiet. She never really saw. She didn't have no friends at all. Because Beach City has a low population. But one day she was on the beach reading her book and Steven saw her. Yeah, saw her. And he kind of got the giggles about her. So then he tried to go impress her. But then there was a kind of avalanche thing with rocks. And then that's what the first time Steven actually formed his bubble. He didn't know how to get rid of the bubble because it was his first time doing it. So they're stuck in a bubble all day. This episode is called Bubble Buddies. It's on Hulu if you want to see it. So they went the whole day trying to look for a solution to get out of this bubble. But they couldn't find no solutions at all. And you know, they went everywhere. They even went to the bottom of the ocean, actually. And that's what I meant this to jump up. Sorry. Gem monster. And they battled out. So then Connie started hanging out with Steven more often and started lying to her parents about things. Because she'll go there to train as a sword fighter so her and Steven could remain jam buddies, which they named themselves Jam Buddies. That's the little best friend name. Then went on from there. She helped throughout the whole series, basically. She's one of the main characters there. She's in most of the theme songs, yeah. What else? I don't know. I think that's it. Those are the main characters I like. Characters I pay attention to, really. Is there more characters? Well, you have diamonds. But there's not much to them, because you don't really see them throughout the whole series. They're kind of mild coming things. So the diamonds are these big gems that rule all the gems. They're diamonds because diamonds are like the most valuable gem. They're really tall. They're like 50, 60 feet tall. And like white diamonds like 90 feet tall. So there's blue diamond, yellow diamond, and white diamond. And there's pink diamond, which is Rose and now Steven. So the diamonds were kind of strict. They had strict parents. So that's why Pink went all rogue. Because she was like the little sister to them all. And they had really big empathy for her. Sadness and stuff. Because they already treated her like the little sister. Like, if you're the older sister or brother, and you have a little sister or brother, you kind of treat them in ways like you don't want them to talk to you. That's basically how they treated Pink. So she kind of went all rogue and stuff. wanted to do her own thing, trying to get her own planets to watch and stuff. Cliche things. Then she decided she didn't want to be Pink Diamond no more. She wanted to be Rose Quartz. Wanted to go all rogue and stuff. She was basically like a teenager. It was like leaping years, basically. So then the death happened, and Yellow Diamond didn't take it all as well. And Blue Diamond didn't either, but White Diamond doesn't really have emotions. Because she thinks she's this perfect thing. She has no flaws or anything. So, showing emotion, being any other color except for white. Basically, everything that's wrong with any other human, she doesn't experience it. So, she kind of just let it roll on. But she didn't show her true feelings except until the end of the series. That's really pretty much it. I think part two is done. So, next I'm doing Stranger Things with maybe a guest. I don't know. We're going to talk about Stranger Things, season 1, season 2, and season 3. It's one of my favorite shows. I also have a poster of that hanging up in my room. We're going to talk about all the things, all the ships, all the non-ships, favorite characters, all that. Get into the juicy stuff and theories that I've had about it, kind of correlating to other shows, Netflix shows. So if you want to see that, stay tuned, because it might come out tomorrow. Pretty sure it's going to come out tomorrow. If not, Wednesday. Thank you for listening, and well, if you're not, hello future people listening, probably in 2045, seeing these. So thank you. Hope you come to next David Dobrik with his views things. Goodbye, my beautiful people. My Funimators. My new name for you guys. Goodbye.